Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Sheldon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Raleigh Sheldon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. And now, play ball. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Sheldon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sheldon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy is called out on strikes. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tardabul. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Elias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott is hit by the pitch. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Locker moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford juggles the ball. That's an error on Buford. Smith moves to third. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Raleigh Sheldon. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. Smith scores. Ryan moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan moves to third. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan scores. Petrocelli moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Tartabull moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott hits a fly ball towards center field. AG makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on AG. Tartabull tags and scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Berry is called out on strikes. 1 out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Lee Elia. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is hit by the pitch. Joe Horland pinch runs for Gene Freeze. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horland moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 3 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.